Number you have reached, 911, has been changed to a non-published number.
Travel World, right here on AM 600.
CIQC.
I've never been there, but the brochure looks nice. Jump in, let's go. Lay back, enjoy the show.
Well, good morning and welcome to another great morning of Travel World here on AM 600 CIQC. We're here in studio with Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford, Lance in the Pants behind the control panel. And we got in studio with us two really special guests. We're glad to have in studio once again Sandra Phillips from Smart Shopping Montreal and the one and the only Sophie Vaillancourt, who joined us on the trip 2 weeks ago to Waterbury, Vermont, to the wonderful and beautiful Black Locust Inn in Waterbury, Vermont. And so we'll be hearing from Sophie a little bit
more. Yes, we're relating some of her experiences, and that's what we'll do every week here on Travel World, our experiences. So.
Oh, man, that was such a great trip.
It was a great time.
I never thought of Waterbury as a destination. I mean, when I first met Len Vignola, or didn't even meet him, when I first heard from him, he has a brochure of his bed and breakfast, which is just over the border in Vermont, and it says there's a golden retriever there. Now, you know me and my weakness for golden retrievers.
Yes, as soon as you see the picture of the brochure, and there is Lady on the cover.
Oh, yeah.
had to go visit the Black
Of course. Locust. I mean, the golden retriever, got to visit. That's just the rule, you know?
Right, and you wouldn't necessarily think of Waterbury, because a lot of people go right through on the way to Stowe, but Waterbury is a destination all unto itself, in addition to being a very central location for all that there is to do in central Vermont.
Now, this, I got to frame this. You've heard of bed and breakfasts all over, the B&Bs everywhere, and it's usually a nice, intimate place you go to. It's usually owned by a family, and you get to know them, what have you. But this is a very special story. You see, it begins with the story of a man who was a very powerful businessman in the New York City area. He was the CEO of the Ford Foundation for the Arts, and he had a very successful career in business and had a dream. He decided with his family that they would move up to Vermont, you know, kind of like the Bob Newhart thing, but not quite. Move up to Vermont, buy themselves a beautiful bed and breakfast, and have a business where they could meet people and interact. This is a gentleman with refined tastes. He's into the arts. He's got books of arts everywhere. History, baseball. You can discuss just about anything with him. Warm and welcoming.
Right. Warm and welcoming is what the Black Locust Inn is.
And he didn't just do something for himself, who made an ordinary B&B extraordinary. You really got to see the place. It's just unbelievable. But better than that, he went out and got to know everybody in the community. You know that movie by Jimmy Stewart, It's a Wonderful Life, where everybody knows him and everybody owes something to him? This is Len Vignola. He goes there, gets to know everybody in the neighborhood, and is perhaps one of the most powerful driving forces in the entire community that we've seen.
For the development of tourism in the Waterbury area and the Waterbury Tourism Council, Len is the man out there bringing people in and promoting his area.
That's for sure. So, you know, we really enjoyed our stay. It was an unexpected treat down at the Black Locust Inn. And you'll meet Len and his daughter. Stephen, any more details before we get to Len?
Well, I mean, let's just get to Len right away, and he can let us in on all of the things there are to see and do in Waterbury.
So on the line, Len Vignola from the Black Locust Inn. Len, welcome to Travel World.
Hey, how are you?
Oh, we're having a great time here Saturday morning. Wish we were actually down in Waterbury, because it 2 weeks, you know, I mean, it's all we've been talking about.
Len.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Len.
Yes, I wish I could be with you folks there. We have here, I think one of the important things in Waterbury to note is it's frequently referred to as the Epicurean Center of Vermont. And when you folks visited us, you went to five, perhaps, of the major establishments. Cold Hollow Cider Mill, the Cabot Cheeses are here, Green Mountain Chocolates, Green Mountain Coffee Roasters, and, of course, Ben and Jerry's Ice Cream. And there's so much fun in going to these places and talking to the entrepreneurs that are there and sampling all their food products. And we're very proud of that. In Waterbury. In addition, we have a lot of activities here in the Waterbury area. I mean, ongoing events that we have, for example, summer through fall, we have a farmer's market down in our Village Green every Wednesday from 3 to 6, which is an awful lot of fun. Homemade food products, fresh vegetables and fruits from the farm. We have an outdoor concert, free ice cream,
Free ice cream.
Free ice cream in June or August. And July 4th, the largest July 4th parade. On weekends, we have a flea market on 10 acres of land just outside of town. But, in addition to that, there are car festivals during the summer, craft shows and fairs, balloon festivals, ongoing concerts. The summer theaters just opened up. And if you like hiking, fishing, biking, canoeing, we've got all that here. We've got a Waterbury Reservoir over 800 acres, and you can go down there and rent a canoe or go kayaking and hike in the area abounds. There's so many trails and swimming and fishing. Also, there is golfing for those that like to golf.
Oh, yeah.
And shops, and I guess a lot of you saw them and you're driving around. We have antique shops abound. And a lot of local crafters, which is real fun. I get to enjoy going in the shops and talking to these people and being part of a community here. Glass blowing, there's a clay studio, there are stained glass galleries, and a local farm stands. It's just a real warm community with a lot of things to do all year round.
We just hope that the glass blower does not inhale. Len, in typical fashion, you've talked about everybody else in your community, but you haven't really mentioned a whole lot about yourself. Very modest man, Len. Len, I got to tell you, when we went down there, it was such an incredible experience. We did not even expect anywhere close to the level of luxury, comfort, and overall status of the Black Locust Inn. What an incredibly beautiful place. Tell us about it and what the efforts that you and your family put in to make this such a wonderful place.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it. Thank you for those remarks. Yes, we purchased the inn, my family and I, daughter and wife, purchased the inn in January 1997. And we really spent a lot of our first year while the inn was open redecorating and painting and restoring a lot of things here and landscaping. My wife and daughter owned a handcrafted gift shop for 8 years in Jersey, so they have been in charge totally of redecorating. We have handcrafted objects from all over the world in different... Every room has something handcrafted, and we've redesigned the rooms. We hope to make a very warm, inviting place to visit. Our philosophy about running our inn is that we want people to come in our inn and feel like they're at home. And we hope that we provide the quality of services and the environment that people can feel that way when they're here, that it's a very special place to be.
Well, you've succeeded incredibly in doing that. Len, we have a very special guest in studio, I think you know her, the one and the only Sophie, if you remember.
Oh, hi, Sophie. How are you?
Fine, and you?
Fine. Good. Thank you.
Sophie has a question.
Len, how are you? First question I would have to ask you, please. Would you please tell me and tell the listeners how do people can get to your inn? I mean, do they have to reserve, or can they just drive in and ask you for a room or what?
What you mean for our inn?
Yeah, for your.
Well, our inn. I'll tell you, most of our guests visit us by reservation. We found now we've been here a year and a half, and gosh, if my guess is it's somewhere in the 90% are come by reservation. We do occasionally have guests that drive by and stop in and visit, but I would suggest for any time of year, certainly the high seasons, reservations are really necessary ahead.
Len, we're going to have to ask you to stay on the line with us. We're going to take
sure.
a break. Lance, roll the break.
Okay.
CIQC Montreal.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donaghanny in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then, go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Point Claire at 80 Donaghanny. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels and Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
Hey, when a showroom gets excited, that's something special. And it's happening at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, Chrysler's showroom excitement sales event. So what's exciting? A 98 Voyager 7 passenger, that's a super deal at $23.98 or as low as $249 a month. Or a 98 Jeep Cherokee Sport special $26,285 or as low as $295 a month. Or a 98 Neon Highline 4-door special $14,866 or just $169 a month. Join the excitement at Point Claire Chrysler Jeep, 335 Brunswick, facing Fairview.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Hello, I'm A. Ford, and welcome to Ford's Believe It or Not. All the news that's news to me and news to you. Hundreds of car owners may be driving without buying car insurance, and it's legal. Believe it or not.
That's a bit of a stretch, pal.
Excuse me?
You see, until July 15th, your Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealers will offer car insurance at no extra charge with every Ford Escort, sedan, or wagon, and all Ford ZX2s.
That's news to me.
That's no charge car insurance for 1 year only at your Ford dealers and your Lincoln Mercury dealers.
Believe it or not.
Hi, this is Cynthia Fodor from KCCI-TV in Des Moines, Iowa. Happy to be back on the air in Montreal again with Stephen Pickford and Travel World on AM 600 CIQC.
CIQC.
And hypnotizing me in studio today is the beautiful Sandra Phillips and the lovely Sophie Viancourt. We're back on Travel World. Will and Backus and Stephen Pickford. Welcome once again to the show, everybody. I got to mention, of course, Chad the engineer. The man with the hands is in Minneapolis this week, only 4 hours from Des Moines, where he can actually...
use those hands to maybe somebody would like.
Can't
of course, he's only 4 hours from Des Moines, which means that going to Minneapolis and 4 hours on to Des Moines, it would be about as if he had taken Comair and waited 4 hours for their late flight. So.
Well, we wish Chad all the best of luck in his qualifiers this week. And this last trip when we went with Sophie. Sophie is a reporter with which publication, Sophie?
Tourism Plus.
Tourism Plus, of course. Yeah. And she was taking all the copious notes that we did not when we went down there.
Always right.
We have a porous brain, so we absorb it all.
Yeah, horse brains. No, more like a fat head, right? At any rate, I didn't say that. But so we went down. Sophie was taking a lot of notes, had a lot of questions on the area, and she certainly made a valuable contribution. I also want to say thank you once again to Helen and Maureen for participating in our Hands of Chad contest to win the trip down to Waterbury. And we may have a similar contest coming up for Hampton Beach coming in August.
We'll have some details on that beginning next week.
So further to that, Steve, Len?
Yeah, one great thing about the Black Locust Inn were the breakfasts. I mean, you did not leave to hit the road in the morning without getting your fill. What a great breakfast.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that. My daughter is in charge of the cooking. My wife helps her. And we have, as you experience, a three-course hot breakfast in the morning. And you could actually stay here for 13 days and you'd never get... a repeat on any of the three courses. I mean, we have the girls make bread and muffins every day, fresh apple walnut bread, maple pecan muffins, peach walnut, carrot raisin.
Stop it, I'm going crazy.
I think you had some of the fruits, you had the homemade pizzelles with fresh whipped cream and strawberries.
Oh.
Poached pear with Ben and Jerry's sorbet.
Oh, yes.
And maple bananas. And
what flavor was Ben and Jerry's again? Tell us.
Yep.
Ben and Jerry's, what was it? Butter.
Garcia.
And trifle. And.
Yes, and we had the peach French toast with the maple cured bacon and some of the Ben and Jerry's peach trifle yogurt.
Excuse me while I clean up my shirt here.
And then we're
drooling all over it.
Orange French toast and a puff apple and pancake with Ben and Jerry's ice cream and an assortment of egg dishes.
Oh, man.
Vegetable frittatas and homemade quiche and maple sausage cheese bake.
Oh.
And our rates, I'd like to add while we're talking about
the rates are reasonable.
Our rates include, during the evening, we really like to get together with our guests.
Yeah.
In our home, and we have a social hour in which we have a complimentary selection of wines and champagne that we serve, and the girls make up some special appetizers for the guests to relax by, like a mushroom herb pate is homemade, artichoke garlic spread, and bacon pesto, I think, was a big hit with you folks.
Yep. Well, we were never without food when we went there, and we always had, you know, our favorite drink in our hands, and I gotta say, it was our favorite drink. You know, you go to a lot of hotels. We've been to a lot of places,
yes.
Stephen. You and I are all over the place. I have never been to a place that was so welcoming, first of all, also for the dieter. This place definitely earns the dieter's seal of approval. 100%, Len. You've earned it.
Oh,
because not just did they make the most decadent meals I've ever seen in my life, but they took the time. They ask about your food allergies. They ask about your preferences.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, on my special diet, they went out of their way to accommodate it. And by the way, Len, I must say, I'm happy to announce that particular week I had lost 4.5 pounds, so thank you very
terrific.
Much.
Oh, terrific. I can't wait to tell the girls.
Well, we're up to
That's
65
great.
Pounds so far, so.
Well, we take great care in that, and when we take reservations, it's on our question list about asking, as you say, about allergies and dietary preferences, so we can accommodate that, not only at breakfast, but during our appetizer time.
Have you seen Valerie lately?
I'm sorry?
Have you seen Valerie lately? Because right about now, she should be in the back of our operative's car. We're importing her to Montreal.
Yes. No, I haven't.
Bringing her up here to make some of those great dishes here for us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's a shame that you couldn't join us this one time, but whenever you're in Montreal, Len, we'd love to show you around.
That. As a matter of fact, you'd be in us. We have a full house this weekend of a family that's coming up, and they're going to be here for a couple of nights, and tomorrow, after breakfast, they're traveling to Montreal to spend a full day.
Wonderful.
And they're going to have their meals there and do a lot of different things and have dinner and then come back and spend their last evening with us.
That sounds like a wonderful trip. Sophie, you have any more questions, first of all, in the area, whatever?
Oh, yeah, of course. First of all, you know, Len, you have decorated the inn very exquisitely. I will ask first that, Willem, what was the name of your room? Do you remember?
My name was Sunrise.
Sunrise, and you?
I think I was Garden View.
Garden View. Mm-hmm. I had the
Flower Garden.
Flower Garden.
Yeah.
There's nothing garden in it.
Yeah.
Rose Garden and Cozy Corner and Tea Garden and Bird's Nest.
That's right. They don't give traditional numbers to the rooms. It's not like room 1 through 6, They give names to their rooms, which is such a wonderful touch.
Because we wanted it to feel at home, and the girls decided on names that were appropriate for the way they fixed rooms up. And by the way, we got a crafter in town that painted and did the lithograph for all the each of the
Len,
on the doors.
Len, on the line with us is Mitch Michaels, who does the Friday night show here on CIQC, who actually joined us on this particular excursion to the Waterbury area. Mitch, how you doing?
Okay, Will, how are you doing? How are you doing, Len?
Hi, Mitch, how are you?
Okay, I'm in withdrawal because I was down with you guys for the weekend, and I had such a good time, and I was treated like royalty, and then I had to come back to the ho-hum life of reality.
Well, the respite was good. That's why you come here.
Well,
you know, when you want to feel that way again, come down and visit us.
5 years off my life, and that's not a very long life.
One thing, Mitchell is a rabid baseball fan, but rabid doesn't come quite to the point of expressing how Len feels about the game. Mitch, why don't you tell us what you found there for the baseball fans here at CIQC?
Well, folks, if you go down to the Black Locust Inn in Waterbury, you are going to see, and it's not even in cases, it's out there, you can actually handle the material. There is a 1955 Jackie Robinson World Series baseball bat that you can actually, a memorial from the Hall of Fame, which was just wonderful to see. He had a baseball that was fouled off in the 1955 World Series at the Dodger Stadium in Brooklyn. If you guys like baseball, especially the paraphernalia and the history of the Brooklyn Dodgers, this is the place to go. It's a shrine to the Brooklyn Dodgers.
We welcome Dodger fans.
No. Not Dodgers. Brooklyn Dodgers.
Exactly.
Go to Los Angeles. You're a different breed of people already.
Exactly.
Tommy Lasorda, not welcome.
No. You got to get the Jackie Robinson, the Pee Wee Reese, that era.
Yep. Mitchell, we'd like to put you on hold just temporarily because another one of our guests, Maureen, who joined us on the trip, is on the line with us. So just hold on for a second there, Mitch. And Maureen.
Hi. How's everybody?
How you doing? Mitch is still on.
Maureen.
Hi, Len. How you doing?
I'm very fine, thank you.
You wouldn't believe I have some beautiful pictures for everybody of our
wonderful. That would be terrific for our album that we save up guests that send us things like that.
We had really such a wonderful time. We were treated royally. I'm a pre-K teacher, and I felt like I was on a field trip all weekend. It was great.
Oh, great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I really did, and I'll be back again to visit.
Well, we look forward to it.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We're going to have to give out the number of the Black Locust Inn. Len, tell us your number, because the caller would...
I'd like to give you a 1-800 number. Yeah. It's 366-5592, and perhaps even as importantly for those that have access on the computer, we have our own website, and the address is www.blacklocustinn, and that's all one word.
Lowercase letters.
Small letters, lowercase, .com.
And what a beautiful site that website is. So
it's very complete, a lot of information, nice pictures. You get a good view of all the Black Locust Inn has to offer.
Can you give the number one more time there, Len? 1-800?
1-800.
At 366-5592.
You got to call these people. What a place to go. That is just without a doubt. We're going to be talking about pizza in about 30 seconds. Len, any quick comments before we break for pizza?
No, I just appreciate being able to share this show with you, and I want to tell you, my family and I really enjoyed having you folks visit us. It was, we missed you that night after you left.
Wow,
we missed you, Len.
Very fond memories of your visit with us, and that's what our reward is all about, being innkeepers.
There's got to be some occasion when we're not missed like a toothache, eh, Steve? And you know, folks, when you hear the camaraderie that's going on, this is totally genuine. I mean, how often do you go to a place where you're going to enjoy it to this extent? I mean, Stephen and I in our 15 years of traveling together, I mean...
Yes, we've been to lots of places, but we never left a place with such a warm feeling as having left the Black Locust
Inn. We're very proud that we as people here and owners of a small inn a part of this wonderful community, and I mean that sincerely. I think it's a terrific community, and we're proud to be part of it.
And that is very obvious for everybody to see. And Len, when you're in Montreal, we'd like to treat you to some Pizza Donini pizza, Steve.
Absolutely.
Oh, yes, Pizza
Donini. From me.
we'll invite you up here for great pizza, Montreal-style pizza from a Montreal company. Pizza Donini, one number to remember, 383-6000, 30 minutes or less, piping hot, oven fresh, at your door, real great pizza, and a whole lot more. 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Everybody please hold the line, and Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
CIQC Montreal.
Again, and Billy Martineau invites you to stop by for a copy of their new June flyer. You'll find a whole selection of products that defy the competition, like the ExpressView satellite dish offered at only $3.99 after a $100 rebate on programming fees. Buy now and pay only in June 1999 with no down payment and no interest. Plus, get a chance to win a 1998 new Beetle, courtesy of Auto Stoles, located at 13255 Sherbrooke East. Billy Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, massotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
The 21st century has arrived in Quebec at Hair Raisers. And you're not going to believe your eyes. It's a revolution in tanning technology. And it's at 80 Donegany in Pointe-Claire. Hair Raisers introduces, straight from Europe's premier tanning salons, the amazing SunSport Sunbed. The SunSport Sunbed at Hair Raisers will give you a tan like you've never seen before in just 3 sessions. Then, go back and use the SunSport Sunbed just once or twice a month. Believe it, the tan you get at Hair Raisers lasts 4 times longer than a conventional tan. The SunSport Sunbed meets all federal regulations, and it's the only high-speed UVA tanning bed in Quebec. Even if you've never been able to tan before, the SunSport Sunbed will give you unbelievable results. Guaranteed. See Hair Raisers in Pointe-Claire at 80 Donegany. For more information, call 426-5816. That's 426-5816. Hair Raisers, for all your beauty needs from head to toe. Both ladies and men welcome at Hair Raisers.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking into Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
It's moving season again, and Bowie Martineau invites you to stop by for a copy of their new June flyer. You'll find a whole selection of products that defy the competition, like the Samsung 4-Head Stereo Hi-Fi VCR offered at only $199. Buy now and pay only in June 1999 with no down payment and no interest. Plus, get a chance to win a 1998 New Beetle, courtesy of AutoStoles, located at 13255 Sherbrooke East. Bowie Martineau, where quality always meets low prices.
Hi, I'm Chuck Phillips. If there's something you'd like to say about our programming, or if you'd like to comment about a subject on any show on AM 600, you can call our listener line, 767-5568, to record your comments about CIQC programming anytime.
This is Sharon Delaney from WXLV-TV in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Stay listening to Travel World with Stephen Pickford here on AM 600 CIQC.
Doesn't get better than this. Travel World, Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford, and in studio, the lovely Sandra Phillips and the beautiful Sophie Viancourt. We're online talking about the Black Locust Inn, one of the best places we've been in a long, long, long time.
Only time it could get better is if we were down at the Black Locust Inn.
That's for sure. And we had a very special time when we went down there because, I mean, the group, what a dynamic that we had between all of us. Remember that, Mitch?
Oh, I definitely do, Willem.
And
something that I appreciated more about this trip than any other media trip that I'd gone on, when you give away a trip on the air, they usually go, 2 people on their own, and nobody, either there's a tour guide or whatever, but everybody went with, the winners went with the media people, and we all piled into 2 cars very comfortably via Air Subaru.
Yep.
And headed down there as one. I mean, I had 2 winners in my car. You wouldn't see any of the other hosts on our radio station or any other station doing that.
That's for sure.
I thought it was a lot of fun. It brought us closer together.
Definitely. And among the camaraderie that we had down there, we had the unexpected pleasure of a Trivial Pursuit game, didn't we?
Oh, we did. That was a lot of fun. I'm still trying to
figure out the answer.
He's still trying to figure out the question.
Yes.
See, part of the fun when we went down there, and we laughed an awful lot. There was our friend Sophie, who before long we asked her to read all the questions because half the fun wasn't even playing the game, was trying to figure out what she was saying.
So let's see whether anyone can figure it out, because tonight in Two Mountains at the Roadhouse Show Bar at 1601 Oka Road, there's a comedy benefit beginning at 9 p.m., $8, benefiting the Montreal Children's Hospital, and comedians, including Mitch Michaels, will be there on stage. So if you can answer this question.
Well, the next question. I want to give you a sample of what we're talking
sample.
About.
Here's a sample.
Here's one straight out of the Trivial Pursuit box.
This is a sample question, so let's see if you get this.
They're always making fun at me. Okay. what showman's last word were? How were the receipts today at Madison Square Garden.
Well, that wasn't so bad. No. We weren't talking about recipes in this.
Recipes or receipts,
no.
Not at all.
The recipes.
Yeah. That was a sample question, so you have a...
Do you know the answer, at least?
I said P.T. Barnum.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, good.
There
nice.
You go.
Yeah, you're
an expert, Mitch. You're an expert.
Well, yes.
I try.
But
okay,
here is the question. Here's the question.
Here's the question. And callers, the number is 7900 if you can answer this question. So, Lance in the Pants will be standing by on the phones, taking the first two winners to this. So, here's the question, Sophie, fire away.
Okay, what is the name of the sport of training ox?
Training ox?
Yeah.
Training ox?
Ox, yeah.
It's a trick question, folks. You've got to understand that ox don't fly.
Okay.
Unless you have a mind-altering substance.
Actually, say it again,
okay.
Sophie.
What is the name of the sport of training?
Unless you have a mind-altering substance.
Actually, say it again, Sophie.
Okay. What is the name of the sport of training? Hawks.
Oh, okay. Now we got it. Oh, we got a caller.
Oh, yes. Does somebody know that to go tonight to the comedy benefit? Very interesting. Very interesting. Trying to get that picture of ox flying, whether it was somebody on mind-altering substances.
We got a caller on line two there. So, Al, put him on line there.
It's not ox and pull, is it?
No, it's not ox and pull. It's actually training hawks. It's a bird. So.
Oh, I thought you guys said ox.
Yeah,
well, that's what she said. That's what we thought.
That
when we found out, when we read the question, we said, no, hawks. So say it again, Sophie.
Okay.
Hawks.
But, you know, Lance will give you a ticket anyway. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, Lance, take the guy's info and we'll get him a ticket to the show. Line three. Line three in a few seconds, actually.
Oh, somebody else may have the answer.
Line three. And tell us, do you have the answer?
Yes, I think I do. Falconry?
You got it. Way to go. We got another winner. So
another
thank
winner.
You for
so
calling.
Two winners go tonight to the Roadhouse Show Bar, 1601 Oka Road, Two Mountains, comedy benefit, with one of the star performers, Mitch Michaels, 9 p.m., $8 at the door.
And you get free tickets. So, Mitch, that's great. Thank you for hosting that one show. We know that you and your comedy company are doing some great work for the city.
Well, thanks a lot, Willem. Thanks, Stephen. I can't wait to see our two winners with a guest each, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get their names from Lance, and they can just come to the door, and they'll be let right in.
Yeah, any listener of Travel World is a friend of the Friday Night Show, and vice versa.
That's right.
And of course, any man with a golden retriever is a friend of mine. As we got Len Vignola still online with the Black Locust. And how are you, Len? Len, is he still online?
Oh, time for lunch, and down in the Waterbury area, and there were some great restaurants.
Maybe he's
there.
Online with Pizza Donini.
Yes,
Lance, you want to check that we got Len on the line? In the meantime, we'll talk with Sophie a bit about some of the places.
Yeah,
there were
some great restaurants.
Okay. Well, while we were there, we had a great visit. You know, at all the quite few inns over there. So there was the Waterbury Tourism Council. You know, there is a 1-800 number where it's possible to call and have some information about the inns in Waterbury. So it's...
Give us the 800 number, Soph.
1-800-262-2206.
1-800-262-2206 for information from the Waterbury Tourism Council. So I guess we lost Len there.
Yeah, well, I guess he was heading down to Villa Tregara. That was a great place to have...
Ooh, yeah. What a great
he's
place.
He's probably heading out to play golf.
Yes, that's another thing he can...
That's what we wanted to do.
Yes, it was... we wish we could have got out on the golf course. There's golf in the area. And what's very interesting is, not too far away, around 20 minutes away, it's in the Mad River Valley. And the Mad River is a kind of a slowly tranquil stream. At some point, it's like that beautiful...
Oh, yeah, like the Delaware
River.
Water
in the Delaware River. But it's great for inner tubing and canoeing and fishing. And it's only around 20, 25 minutes away. So Mad River Valley is a very beautiful drive down through little quaint, historic New England towns like Warren and Waitsfield.
You know, Steve?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Something I'd like to mention, we did mention in joking that we weren't able to play golf because of the rain, but we were down there for 3 days, and it poured 3 days in a row, and we still were not missing anything to do. There was no such thing as free time because there was just so much to do down there and so much fun and excitement, and there's just always something you can do, even rain or shine.
Very good point,
Mitch.
Very good point.
Great restaurants. There's the Epicurean capital, as Len mentioned.
It's true. They have, and the food is awesome. And there's a place, there's sugar-free chocolate. Believe it or not,
Green
it
Mountain
may be
chocolate.
Too good to be true, but it is true. Sugar-free chocolate.
Well, my favorite was the 5 peppercorn cheese at Cabot.
Wasn't that good? Oh.
The cheese is a great specialty, Cabot cheese. And then we had the ice cream, and we went to Green Mountain Coffee Roasters. Hey, a lot of great things to see and do.
Yeah.
Just to wrap up the Waterbury area, Sophie, what other places would you like to mention?
Well, first of all, I'd like to tell about a little more about the different inns we were visiting. So there is different type of inns. You know, there is people that prefer a more intimate inns, about more where you cannot get involved with the owners and that. So there is the Thatcherbrook. There is another one that's called the Stage Coach Inn.
Nice 11 rooms.
The Thatcherbrook, 22 rooms, you know, all Laura Ashley's style.
Mm-hmm.
There is another one, which is smaller, 5 rooms. It's the Inn at Blush Hill. And there is some, you know, all the Waterbury Tourism Council hotels, you know, the members have like packages and special prices for the ski season. So you have first tickets with a better rate, better prices if you go to those hotels.
Something for all occasions, hey Sophie.
Yeah, they are.
You'll never be bored when you go to Waterbury. I mean, that's the one thing I've noticed from the place. And we have online Helen, who was the other one who joined us. Helen, how did you like your visit?
Hi, Willem.
Hi.
Hi, Stephen.
Hi.
Hi, Mitch.
Hi, Helen.
Hi, Sophie.
Hello.
Okay, I just had a wonderful time. It was just spectacular. To Len and Nancy and Val in Waterbury, your inn was lovely, and it was a thrill to actually win a trip. But it was just a thrill to win this lovely family and to rediscover Waterbury.
And never forget how you won the trip.
I'm sorry?
Never forget how you won the trip.
Never going to forget. And
the best massage in the city?
Mr. Chad.
Chad the engineer.
Without a doubt.
Well, Helen, thanks for calling. We're going to wrap up Waterbury here.
Wrap up
we're
Waterbury
gonna get
and
Sandra
gone
Phillips.
To Sandra Phillips and Southern Vermont.
Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot, Helen. All right, so thanks for joining us on the Waterbury. And now we've got welcome in studio the lovely, the always fantastic to have on the air, Sandra Phillips.
Sandra Phillips was back from Southern Vermont because, I mean, there's not just Central Vermont, but there's a lot of things to do in other parts of the state.
How are you, Sandra?
I'm great.
Welcome on the air with us.
I just wanted to say that Vermont is not just cows and trees. That was what I learned about going there. Down in Southern Vermont, which is the first for me, you know, Stratton Mountain, one of the ski hills that I had never heard of before, has the snowboard finals for the U.S. And if you're really into that kind of sport, that's the place to go. And Stratton Mountain also has a first-class restaurant, so not only are you going to get the down-homey kind of in skiing, in Vermont you get first-class food while you're there. The other two mountains, Bromley and Okemah, do you ever hear those two?
I know Okemah, that's more like the down near Ludlow, that area.
Heard of Bromley, right. but it's not the same place.
You know, if you don't want to get into the high traffic areas, come to these nice homey family mountains. The other thing, there was a cute car museum. Do you guys interested in antique cars?
Oh, yeah.
This book here, which goes
Sandra's got goodies in the studio.
All over the world. Hemmings Motor News. Anybody's into antique cars?
That's like at a gas station in
Where'd you get
Bennington?
This
Bennington? Absolutely. A gas station in Bennington. That, this tiny, adorable car museum.
A 64.5 Mustang.
Yeah.
And a Ford
You can also
Buick?
Get, at, you can buy there a Mikasa Crystal Corvette. I didn't buy that one,
It was $4.95. And you get a book with catalogs and listings of all kinds of antique dealers.
Now, also in Bennington is the Grandma Moses, the museum that has all the Grandma Moses art.
What is Grandma Moses' real name, actually?
Are you going to give away a gift?
Oh, we're going to have to give away a gift. Do you have a Pizza Danini coupon?
Yeah, we can find it.
Okay, any caller, by the way, if you happen to know what Grandma Moses' real name is, call into the studio and let us know, and Sandra will... let us know if that's accurate.
Did you know
accurate?
The FBI is working with the museum right now?
The FBI? What for?
Yeah. Last February, six of her paintings just showed up at their door in two crates.
Oh.
There's a big mystery going on.
What, where they originated from?
It was somebody's estate, and it disappeared out of the lady's house.
Oh.
And suddenly reappeared. So that's kind of a little mystery, if you like, intrigue. Mm-hmm. You can go see the crates, and you can see the letters to the FBI.
Yeah.
Norman Rockwell has a museum, if you like, art. I mean, there's all the, you know, I said...
All this in Vermont.
Right. Yeah. There's a hunting preserve in Wilmington, the Hermitage Inn. Did you ever go clay target shooting, guys?
Clay target shooting? I haven't.
Or,
I can't say that I have,
no,
but you can do that there.
You take your dog and shoot pheasant and chucker.
Yes, chucker? What was this about chucker? Last time Sandra was on the show, we were shucking and what was that about South Carolina?
Oh, yes, in South Carolina in Columbia.
Oh, we were shagging and shucking.
Shagging and shucking is what's the
now we're chucking.
National sport of South Carolina. if you do it with Camille Bradford, I guess.
Oh, yes. Stephen's dream come true. Anyway, Sandra, we're going to take a quick break. Just before, just like any caller who calls in, you can win a Pizza Danini coupon, free pizza, 790-0600. If you can give us the name, the actual name of Grandma Moses. So that's open until the end of the show. First caller in who gives us the right answer wins a coupon for Pizza Danini. Lance, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Go choose some way to play.
Keep on rocking me, baby.
Kind of looks like a couple of red lobsters.
CIQC Montreal.
Mitch Malick here for Baton Rouge, where Montrealers continue to flock for incredible slip-off-the-bone barbecue baby back ribs. And they keep returning for more ribs and chicken and fresh fish and amazing appetizers, all served up in huge portions in a warm, classy, elegant setting downtown at Complexe Desjardins, Dollard, the South Shore, and Carrefour Laval. Baton Rouge.
Of course we take the time to get it all just right, to make each dish divine, so you'll come back next time. Baton Rouge, it's the place.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks and maps, plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Loose Sport Sack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and St. Urbain. Telephone 271-5058.
Finally, there's a home cleaning system that's fast, effective, and 100% environmentally safe for you and your family. The name? Vaporetto. Now Pulte, world leaders in vapor technology, introduces a revolutionary new home care system, a versatile dry steam vapor system that sanitizes, cleans, and deodorizes a wide range of surfaces in one operation. Moreover, Vaporetto is 100% environmentally safe and chemical-free. It uses only tap water, but still destroys germs and bacteria. Even Mother Nature would approve. Find out more about Vaporetto. Call Pulte Canada at this toll-free number, 1-888-697-6584. That's 1-888-697-6584. It's easy to use. The Vaporetto system is quiet, portable, handles everything from carpets to ceilings, mirrors to vinyl, ovens to tubs, sanitizes nurseries, pet areas, destroys odor, mildew, from attic to basement, house to car or boat. Vaporetto does it best. Call toll-free at 1-888-697-6584 now.
Tassopatikakis for Dormez-vous and both their locations in the West Island and in Laval, bringing you the lowest prices ever. We have been written up in the English magazines. We have been written up in the French magazines saying our advertising is true and correct. We bring you the greatest selection. We bring you the lowest prices. And we bring you the best service. That's how we become number one. Two locations to serve you. Once again, our first one is in Centennial Plaza, Sources Boulevard and DDO. And our second location in Laval, Decor 440, Autoroute 440, and Curie LaBelle, Dormez-vous.
It's inevitable. You always need something from the drugstore. At least once a week, often more, you find yourself heading for your neighborhood drugstore list in hand. If your neighborhood is Côte Saint-Luc, then Noémie Scheinfeld, owner and pharmacist, and her staff at the Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center are your friends in waiting. And if you're near Queen Mary Road, then Peter Tsonis, owner and pharmacist, and his staff are ready to help you at the Jean Coutu, 5345 Queen Mary, just west of DeCary. For friendly, helpful service, see Jean Coutu in the Côte Saint-Luc Shopping Center and 5345 Queen Mary Road.
Hello, everybody. It's Maria Miles from the Salisbury Chamber of Commerce, listening to my favorite travel program, Travel World, right here on AM 600 CIQC. CIQC.
Working for the weekend. We're back here on Travel World, segment four. Willem back is Stephen Pickford, the lovely Sandra Phillips, and the gorgeous Sophie Viancourt in studio with us, talking about Vermont, and it's Sandra's thing now. Yes. We just wanted to say very quickly thank you for Jennifer Talia from Montreal West for having won the coupon for correctly answering. What was the answer, Sandra? The real name of Grandma Moses.
Anna Mary Robertson Moses, and it was 7 paintings.
Yeah, you got to repeat that because the mic wasn't on. Anna Mary Robertson Moses?
Right.
And it was 7 paintings.
Great.
Cool. Tell us some more.
Well, you were talking about how beautiful the inns are in Vermont earlier.
Yes.
Do you know that Michael J. Fox got married at a Vermont inn? If it's good enough for Michael, good enough for us, right? He got married at the West Mountain Inn in Arlington, and if you stay overnight there, you have to have their ooey gooey eggs for breakfast. They're famous.
I'm afraid to ask.
Sunny side up, melted cheddar, and top of Aunt Mim's Swedish rye bread.
Ooh.
Okay, beautiful place up in the mountain. And I passed to Vermont on the ferry, which is the way I never went there before, which is kind of nice.
Really?
And I didn't realize you could go there by ferry. You can get up near Burlington, and the New England Culinary Institute, I used to think you had to go all the way to Montpelier
right.
to
That's
eat.
That's where the campus is, yes.
Yeah, but now, right at the Church Street Marketplace, they have a cafe. Prices are great, like $6.99 to $9.99. You get a white pizza there, mushroom risotto cakes, or how's this one? Bailey's Irish Cream Mousse Cup for dessert.
Sounds very good.
Famous people lived in Vermont. Lincoln's son, Robert Todd, lived there. You can go visit his house and listen to a piano that Lincoln might have listened to. Calvin Coolidge's home. He was sworn in as president right in Vermont because the president before died and they had to do it real quick.
That was
quickly.
A very interesting site in Plymouth. Very, very interesting.
Right. Lawrence Rockefeller's home was just declared part of Vermont's first national park across from the Billings Farm. Have you been there?
No, we passed by. That's in Woodstock.
Yeah,
I've been to Billings Bridge. That's in Ottawa.
In Ottawa, yes.
That's a good place to shop, and so is Vermont.
Oh,
aha,
yes.
There's
a shopping angle. Here we go.
Manchester.
Okay, Manchester, you're good at this.
Oh, I've been to Southern Vermont.
Manchester.
Oh, yes,
The company stores, as they call them, in this outlet village. It's very Vermont. You don't go into a mall. You go into the village. You stroll around from building to building, and you get Versace, ooh, Armani, Joan and David. I never knew this was a real company. J. Peterman and Company from Seinfeld. It's a real company.
J. Peterman and Company.
Yeah, they actually had a store there. Christian Dior, Baccarat, Tommy Hilfiger. But
did you find Vandalay Industries?
No, they were not there. That's the Manchester Outlet Shopping. That's right near Stratton Mountain, actually. Also, in Vermont, this Baskerville in Putney, 1842 Ashplint baskets. They're sold, they come from around the world for tan and wicker furniture. The Teddy Bear Factory, guys. You see what I have?
Teddy Bear Factory. Yeah, you have this little teddy bear that goes over the button on your blouse.
A button bear. You
cool.
Attach it to your little button and you wear the teddy bear.
Aww.
And this is also from the Teddy Bear Factory. This is little teddy bear clothing.
Oh, yes, you get a sweater or a T-shirt.
For a teddy bear.
Yeah, this is a little
teddy bear. They're in Shelburne.
That's right near Burlington.
Yeah.
The one of my favorite places for shopping, never saw it before, Vermont Country Store in Weston. Now, this is from these two things are from
where,
there.
Where is Weston?
Vermont.
Southern Vermont, big place, right? Whereabouts? Near Rutland, near further south than that?
We didn't pass that one on our trip.
Sandra?
I don't know the
how'd you get there?
How did we get there? By bus.
Yeah, by bus. Okay, all right.
Yeah, which model? MC9, yes.
Yeah.
This is a tie. It's a computer tie that actually has a little mouse.
A little mouse on it.
A real three-dimensional mouse on it.
A little cord you can plug into your computer.
You know what this little thing is. It looks like a little button with
a
loop.
It's a button with a loop on it, and that's used for if you have a shirt and the collar's a little too tight, it's a half size bigger for you.
Exactly. You could buy a coin sorter wallet there,
neat,
boot scrapers, underarm sweat shields. Anyway, toys, fudge, cow socks, lots of clothing. It was a real, real
fun
place.
Who put socks on their cow?
I was just thinking that same thing. Maybe that...
They got a
container load up to the Cabot Cheese Cooperative.
Are you talking about cow print socks?
Cow print socks.
Yes,
cow
yes.
print
Don't know
hats.
What we're thinking.
Yeah. Woodstock, you get lots of higher-end boutiques. up there. Grafton,
that's what you put on the train docks, right?
Yes. Did you go into Grafton?
Grafton, the inner Grafton, yes.
Yeah, Wyndham Foundation has given a lot of money. Again, this is another guy, I believe, from New Jersey, who had come back to Vermont, decided in the 60s he wanted to keep this town the way it was. So the entire town has been preserved, and many bikers go to Grafton to do their bike trips from town to town. The old tavern at Grafton is around 200 years old, and you could stay there. There's also a stall for your horses if you come down by horseback.
Because there was a stagecoach stop at one point in its incarnation. And
I wonder if you did that across the border, what they would do.
Yes, crossing on your horse.
Now, that same area is really popular for women because there's a fly fishing school where women have started going fly fishing. It's a very mathematical sport, which I didn't know. It takes a lot of intellectual ability to
fly
fish.
Mathematical?
Yes.
You mean like pool? Ever since I took physics, my pool game has been awful.
Yeah. There's a Fletcher Farm to learn crafts. You can learn how to cane chairs or trompe l'oeil or bobbin lace or braid a rug. There's a golf course, a Tater Hill. What do you think that was before
Tater
it was a
Hill?
Golf course, right?
Potato field.
You got it.
Oh, I thought it would be a potato fruit stand.
The golf course is set with wildflowers and birdhouses, so it's really a beautiful golf course.
Wow.
There's, of course, the canoeing, and there's moose to see, and quilt festival in May in Chester. Now, favorite breakfast, we mentioned the ooey gooey before.
Mm-hmm.
Dots of Dover. Rice, crispy French toast, chunky monkey pancakes, crunch berry pancakes, Cajun scrambled eggs.
Mm.
Does that get you going?
Oh, yes, and the Vermont maple syrup to cover over it all.
Yeah, I had
with,
to have imaginary ice cream when I went down, so.
And one thing with Chester, that's also where the Green Mountain Flyer train leaves for Bellows Falls.
Ah.
That's right. Now, I brought you this for you. I know you guys are going to get a big chart of that. You know what that is?
That is a cow pie. Made out of chocolate. Or is it chocolate made out of cow pie? So I'm not sure.
When you go to Des Moines, Willem, don't when you see an actual cow pie, think that's chocolate to sample.
Yeah, well, I'll probably hand it to you and say, Steve, try it out for me. Of course, because when I went down there, I had to imagine eating chocolate.
Mm.
Nutrition facts. Calories per serving. Serving size 1 gram, 230 calories. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I'll sample it. And Southern Vermont has a lot of people go through New England and they look for diners, and there's the Midway Diner, but there's actually food at this place named Midway in Rutland.
Oh, really? At this Midway?
At this
as
Midway.
Opposed to Midway Airlines, which is like Starvation Airlines.
No, their place in the airline Hall of Infamy goes to Comair, which won't serve you anything on board. But the also Miss Bellows Falls Diner. Southern Vermont has a lot of the old-time diners, so great
Sandra,
eating experiences.
We always run out of time when you're on the air with us. We want you to come on the air more often.
Okay. See you soon.
Twisting her arm, eh?
Yes, don't have to push her too often.
Well, we love having Sandra on the air. We really, it was a treat having you on the air with us, Sophie. Thank you for coming. Boy, it's been an hour already, Steve.
Full hour, and we'll be back again next Saturday, 11 to noon. We'll have Judy Fay from Air Montreal talking how to save money on internal routes within the province of Quebec aboard Air Montreal, and also Kara Hamilton, a American broadcast journalist who spent 3 months backpacking and hiking through the wilds of Africa.
Holy mackerel.
We'll be learning a little bit more about Africa next week here on Travel World.
Well, like the song says, it's always nice to travel, but it's just as much fun and even better to come back once again to Canada's greatest city, without a doubt, Montreal. Steve?
I'm Stephen Pickford.
I'm Willem Backus.
And Sandra Phillips.
And Sophie.
And Sophie Bayoko.
Thank you for joining us, and hope to tune in next week. Lance, take it away.